Last night, the United States men's basketball team did what it used to do routinely. It beat up on a team from a small country not known for basketball. In this case, the Dominican Republic. The score was 111-73. That was no surprise, really, but what was a surprise is that the game took place at all. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again, Stefan.
Hi, Robert.
This team of NBA stars, including Tracy McGrady, Jason Kidd, Allen Iverson, is playing the likes of the Dominican Republic and Mexico because it's trying to qualify for the Olympic Games next summer. The humiliation of a dream team having to qualify must have to do with last year's nightmare in Indianapolis, I assume.
It sure does, and that's because only two countries get automatic bids to the Olympics, the host, in this case Greece, and the defending world champion, and that would not be the United States. It would be Yugoslavia. That's because last summer, as you mentioned, a team of NBA players finished sixth in the world championships, which, to add insult, were held in Basketball Mat, Indiana. It was a total disaster. The players were complacent. They were outshot. They lost to Argentina, Yugoslavia, and then Spain. It ended a 58-game winning streak for the United States since NBA players were allowed to play in international competition, and the message was pretty clear. The rest of the world is better trained, better prepared, and more cohesive than these NBA stars that are thrown together.
Yeah, the message, according to the U.S. coach at the time, George Karl, was the money and greed of the NBA were to blame for his team's performance. Any truth to that?
Absolutely no reason to doubt him. Despite the influx of foreign players into the NBA, more than 15% of the league is comprised of foreign players now, there's still a belief that it's our game. You can't forget that the U.S. used to win Olympic gold medals with college kids, and now college players can't even dominate the region. The U.S. finished fourth at the Pan American Games a couple of weeks ago behind Brazil, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. But if there was a chip on the shoulder of these NBA players, it went away after last summer.
Yeah, the U.S. hired a no-nonsense coach, Larry Brown, now coaching the Detroit Pistons of the NBA, and he told the players that if they want to actually play in the Olympics, they'd be well advised to play in this qualifying tournament, too.
Yeah, in the past, the NBA players sort of viewed the Olympics as the only meaningful tournament. The idea was, you know, go beat up on Angola and France, get a medal, which is pretty cool, get some attention, have some fun. Now it's actual work. So the stars who declined to play last summer, like Tim Duncan and Tracy McGrady, are spending their summer vacation in Puerto Rico in this tournament. And U.S. basketball is not messing around with second-tier NBA players. Jason Kidd is on this team. Allen Iverson is on this team. There's better balance, more leadership. I think it's the first real recognition that the U.S. is taking international competition seriously. Losing, of course, will do that.
Which leads to the question, with a first-tier NBA team, does that mean the Americans are obviously back on the road to the gold?
Well, they should qualify easily for the Olympics. Three teams out of 10 in this tournament will make it. They get berths in Athens. But does that mean automatic gold in Athens? I don't think so in any way. The teams from the rest of the world have more experience playing together than the NBA players will. They're used to the slightly different international rules, which they play under more frequently. And they're itching to do what's happened only twice in the Olympics, but never to a dream team, which is to take the gold medal away from the U.S.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us about sports and the business of sports on Fridays. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Robert.